Welcome to the Authority of Love. My name is Greg Williams, and thank you for joining me again on the broadcast or podcast. I sure hope you have been following along with us now in our second, entering our second full week of our Identity in Christ series, as we've been sharing and studying what it means to know that we are accepted in Christ, as well as knowing that we are secure and safe in Him. This is not a health, wealth, and prosperity message at all, but simply challenging us to grow in our faith that no matter what we face, we are assured in Christ and the presence of the Holy Spirit that we are secure in Him. Now go back and check out previous messages, either if you're not listening daily on the WJMM 99.1 FM Central Kentucky Christian Radio. You can go to WJMM.com, click on the podcast tab near the upper right, and then the Love and Lordship links, and you'll get today and the previous 2 days' messages. You can get all of these and many other podcasts and videos and articles at loveandlordship.com. That's our ministry website, Love and Lordship, where the authority of love is derived from our book and this radio broadcast. So thank you for doing that. Thanks for those who engage with us, questions and comments. We appreciate those. And you can contact me at loveandlordship@gmail.com. Spell it all out, loveandlordship@gmail.com. Now, as we launch, as I said, into this week, our second full week, our focus is not only on our individual identity, but on our collective identity and belonging to Christ and to one another in Christ. We're going to be exploring and studying what it means to belong or remain in Christ as His disciple and what that means in our personal lives, ministry, and testimony. We will also find out what it means to belong to the body of Christ, His church, and how that impacts us and others. Join us each day to find out more about who you are in Christ and in His family, and invite others to join us as well. With that said, we kick off this week with a powerful teaching and hopefully a reminder that we don't and shouldn't just belong to this world. While we are representatives of Christ in this world, we also belong to another. And we must remember, as our identity in Christ, that in John 15, 5, Jesus Himself said, "I am the vine, you are the branches. The one who remains in me and I in him bears much fruit. For apart from me, you can do nothing." Remember, there are three elements to our identity in Christ, and we previously covered what it means to be accepted in Christ in the first few sessions on our identity. We are now moving through the second reality, which is that we are secure and safe in Him. We've explored and revealed that we are fully accepted in Christ and been working through the reality that we are secure. As we wrap up this truth of our security and safety in Christ, we look at the fact that as a wholehearted believer and follower of Jesus Christ, abiding in Him, a branch in the vine, we find that we are also a citizen of heaven. Philippians 3:20, literally Paul says that all those who believe are not just a citizen of this world, but a citizen of heaven. This is not just that we are assured of eternity with God, but we presently belong to the citizenry of heaven. We have all the security or protection as a citizen here and now, as we walk by faith in Christ. So it's not just when we get to heaven, we have it now. The struggle comes when we look around and see the difficulties, the frustrations and temptations of the world and our flesh, and then choose to act like a citizen of this fallen world, the old natural man or woman of the flesh, rather than choosing by grace through faith to be a citizen of heaven, the new man or woman in the Spirit, and choose, think, and act accordingly. While we must live in this world in flesh at this time, we have all we need in Christ, His Word, and the Holy Spirit to walk out this citizenship in heaven right here and right now. John 17, 11, 14, and 15 gives us that assurance that we are members of heaven, even while we walk this earth. Will you choose by faith and in His grace the decisions that are in line with His truth, and will that reflect heavenly citizenship? Or will you continue to choose the emotions, the fleshly desires, and the trappings of this world? You can, daily and moment by moment, choose to walk as a citizen of heaven in loving obedience to God, because you've been given all of this in Christ. That's your identity. You have it. Are you living it? Do you know Him, and are you walking as a citizen of heaven today, even as you walk it out here on this earth? Now, over the past couple of weeks, we've been looking at our identity in Christ as being fully accepted by God in Him in numerous ways, as well as being completely secure in Him. It truly is incredible, and I pray it has been very reassuring and comfortable as you walk in faith. We continue to add to our identity now as we begin to look at our value in Christ, our worth, that we are extremely significant in God's eyes through Christ and all that He is doing and desires to do in and through us. We're going to begin with one we've talked about numerous times in other contexts, but none more important than our significance, our value in Christ. Ephesians 2:10 literally calls us God's workmanship, in some translations, masterpiece. Of course, this verse is preceded by what God has done for us by His free gift of grace in Christ's sacrifice, and not by our own works of the flesh. Ephesians 2:8 and 9. Or we would boast. That's naturally what we do when we're living in the flesh. We have to understand this, or it becomes more about our prideful works done, thinking this is what saves us, which can never happen, by the way, rather than who and what we are by Christ's death, burial, and resurrection to make us a new masterpiece. The Greek word is literally poemia, where we get our word poem from, and is translated as a work done by a craftsman, an author, a writer, a poet. In this case, literally by God, the master craftsman. He creates each of us as His specific masterpiece for His specific purposes. How does that make you feel? Valued? Accepted? Secure? Significant? It should encourage you in all of these, as God does not make any junk. You've probably heard sermons on that. This is where it comes from. We may mess up ourselves from time to time, but even then He remembers us and treats us as His workmanship, the masterpiece made by His hands, and is always lovingly waiting for us to return to Him, and He can seal the cracks and reshape and remold us. That's what His grace does in Christ. We can also rest assured that if we will walk with Him and seek Him above all else, that He will show us what He has created us for and recreated us in Christ as this masterpiece to do those things He purposed for us to do for His kingdom and glory. You'll never find more satisfaction than when you're seeking and allowing Him to have His way and walking in that. Even when you struggle, remember, it does not change that you are His masterpiece in Christ. Do you know Christ as Savior and Lord? Do you know you are God's masterpiece in Christ? Then let me ask you this, are you living accordingly? What a powerful reminder that you and I, that we are God's workmanship, the Lord God, recreated in Jesus Christ for His good will and purposes. Philippians 2, 12 and 13 tells us how that's lived out, that we live it out with fear and trembling, for Him to will and act according to His good pleasure, to do with this piece of work, this artwork, the what He has planned and purposed. He's the one that made us. So may we walk in this and submit to Christ and God the Father in obedience for Him to accomplish all that He desires and all for His glory. I am, we are, you and I, as believers in Christ, are significant in God's eyes. So we can be assured of this by faith and not live our lives based on the way the world and the enemy and our own flesh would deceive us to believe. I pray that the Holy Spirit reminds you constantly that you will hear, I should say, and that you will hear, as the Holy Spirit reminds you, that you are a branch in the vine of Jesus Christ. Remember our initial verse, John 15, verse 1, and then verse 5, our opening verse. Instead of trying to prove your worth by producing fruit for God. Let's abide in Christ the vine and allow the Holy Spirit to bring fruit in and through us that we can bear and others can partake and they can come to know Jesus as Savior and Lord. Here's some food for thought as we wrap today's message up. May we lose our desire to produce any fruit of our own, but simply abide in Him and bear all the fruit that He desires for us and knows that we can handle, and do it for His kingdom and glory. Thank you, Lord, for valuing each of us so much that you would graft us into Christ by His sacrifice so that we can be branches of your love, bearing your fruit to help others know Jesus and to recognize that we are His masterpiece, His work of art for His purposes, kingdom and glory. Do you know Him? Are you abiding in Him and bearing His fruit, or are you trying to produce fruit on your own for Him? Are you living out what it means to be recreated in Christ as His poemia, His masterpiece? Now, here's our action items. As always, the first two, read the scriptures in this message and ask the Holy Spirit to teach you. Number two, write down or journal what you've learned about your identity in Christ in this episode, a branch in the vine bearing fruit, not producing it, and His workmanship, allowing Him to have His way to live out what He desires through you. That's the only way you'll be fulfilled. Number three, give some thought and write out what it means for you to be a citizen of heaven, right here and now. And number four, discuss with a fellow Christian or other Christians what it means to abide in Christ and bear fruit for God's kingdom rather than trying to produce it yourself for Him. Now join us again tomorrow as we continue with this message in this series on our identity in Christ, preparing and growing ourselves in how we can know and love who we are in Christ, helping us to fulfill the second greatest command to love others. Invite your family, your friends, your loved ones, and even your enemies to join us as we all need to hear of the truth and love of the gospel of Jesus Christ. Know Him, love Him, and know and love who we are in all our lives and all our relationships. Now, again, you can go to our website, loveandlordship.com, and there, right in the middle of the homepage, you'll find an icon for our book. A lot of the stuff that I teach and share comes from that, The Authority of Love, Second Edition. If you're looking for it on Amazon, be sure to spell out second, S-E-C-O-N-D. Don't use 2-N-D. It'll lead you on a crazy goose chase, okay? If you do get it, please leave a review. Good, bad, or ugly, I can handle it, and it will help us. And I'd love to engage with you, so contact me at loveandlordship@gmail.com, loveandlordship@gmail.com. Now, while you're on the website, loveandlordship.com, if the Lord's leading you to see this as a kingdom ministry bearing fruit for Him, would you click on that Give tab? Upper right corner, blue tab, Give. Takes you a minute or so, and you can give one time or ongoing monthly gifts, however you would like to do that, and know that we greatly appreciate that. All donations are tax deductible. And if it's not us, would you keep praying until the Lord shows you who to give to for His kingdom and His glory? You can give on the Cash App as well, cash.app/$LoveAndLordship, all together, both L's capitalized. Thanks for joining us. Thanks for your prayers. Thanks always to the Lord. Make it a great day, and God bless in Christ. Stay tuned right now for Bill Reeser and Encounter. And at 12:45, check out Greg Horn and Hope is Here. I'm Greg Williams, and you're listening to The Authority of Love.